This is Mike Ferguson from True Crime All the Time and True Crime All the Time Unsolved. Thanksgiving is coming up, which means people are going to be binging on podcasts, hanging out with their family, and talking about which ones are their favorites. And one of my absolute favorites is The Vanished, and I've actually asked Marissa to come on with me to talk a little bit about her podcast. Marissa, I got to start off saying one of my favorite episodes of yours was the episode about Maddie Jones and Baby William.
Yeah, that episode was a little bit different from, I guess, what I usually cover. And it was exciting because they ended up being found shortly after the podcast aired. People were really shocked by that episode because of the conduct of her family in that case and the lengths that they went to hide them. So it was really interesting when they were found and her family was arrested, and so was Madeline. And speaking of great shows, the one thing that really I love about your show is that it's so detail-oriented. I'm big on facts. That's like when I listen to something, that's the most important thing to me, is that there's a lot of facts presented about the case. And the one show that I really liked recently was the one you did about Austin Sigg and the Jessica Ridgway case.
And first of all, let me say I appreciate the praise. I mean, coming from you, that really means a lot. But the details are important. I mean, it's one thing that we try to stress a lot. And the Austin Sigg case, the murder of Jessica Ridgway, it drew a lot of attention from listeners and a lot of interaction on social media. Anytime you're talking about just this sweet, innocent little girl who's murdered, just that alone, that's going to cause a lot of outrage. And then to find out that the perpetrator is not a kid, but not an adult, essentially, you know, 17 years old, it's just a fascinating story.
Yeah, and it's such a sad case, you know. And when I was listening, the part about her mom having her cell phone turned off or in the other room that day, and it's just one of those things that little detail could happen to anyone at any time. You know, you just miss a phone call and then you don't realize that your kid didn't make it to school. That's so terrible.
Well, and I'm sure just like you do with your episodes, I mean, these things, they break your heart when you start to vet out some of these details.
Yeah, it really is. It's just some of these cases, just like Jessica Ridgway's, are devastating, not only for the family, but also I think for the whole community.
Well, Marissa, I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you taking the time. And like I said, I am a huge fan of your show.
I'm a huge fan of your show, too. Actually, I really like your Unsolved show, too. I'm a big fan of Unsolved cases. So
much closer to yours, right? I mean, the Solved are, you kind of know, there's not a whole lot of mystery. It's just finding out the details. I like Unsolved, too. So for everyone that hasn't, go out and check out Marissa's show, The Vanished. It's unbelievable. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And you can subscribe to all of our shows on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. And you have to check out Wondery's Thanksgiving Binge recommendations by going to wondery.com/Thanksgiving. You'll also find a video of how to listen to a podcast. And this is for all your family members who are first-time podcast listeners. Again, that's wondery.com/Thanksgiving. I want to tell everybody about a game that I've been playing recently called Two Dots. You know, primarily Two Dots is a puzzle-based game. You have to connect at least two dots of the same color to make a move. And then those connected dots are removed from the game area, and the dots above them drop down until they hit other dots or the floor beneath. But there's a variety of game modes. There's this really cool one called Scavenger Hunt, which is a really relaxing hidden object game. There's different levels to the game that are grouped into worlds, and it's very satisfying to move up. There's over 5,000 unique puzzles and fun levels, and with all the different gameplay modes, it really makes the gaming experience unique and exciting with every single puzzle. The visuals are amazing, and the in-game music I found to be very soothing. You can even challenge your friends on Facebook to make it competitive, link up, and see how your dot skills match up. And best of all, it's free to download, and you don't need Wi-Fi to play it. You can play it offline as well. Think you have what it takes to solve some fun puzzles? Download Two Dots now for free on Android or iOS.